You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Live betting commentary on every second of every game at the Euros, only on InPlay Radio at William Hill.
So the countdown to Euro 2016 continues, and we're going to talk about Group F now. Nick Walsh, Pete Farries and Tom Kerwin with the best bets. An overview of the current prices: Group winner Portugal 10-11, Austria 15-8, Iceland 11-2, Hungary the outsiders in the betting at 10s. What about to qualify? The Portuguese 1-12, Austria next best at 6s on, Iceland 8-11, Hungary 11-8. What do we think about this group then, guys? Best bets?
Yeah, very difficult to look past Portugal, I think, for in terms of top in the group here, Nick. They're a team that, admittedly, for the last 10 years have been reliant on one man. They still are. And if Ronaldo's in any injury concerns affect him in any way, then Portugal are in trouble. But if he is fit and he's ready to go, then I think Portugal will take some stopping in this group. Actually, now, you look at this Portuguese side and you think there's some young players, some very talented players, players that maybe haven't experienced the European Championship, but there's a real pace and energy, I think, to this Portuguese side. Now, I'm not suggesting they can go right to the latter stages, but you think of some of the players that have come through, in particular Sanchez. He's just signed for Bayern Munich, hasn't he? Looks a very good player. And actually, Portugal's record in this competition is incredible. They rarely don't get out of the group. In fact, it's never happened in all of their six appearances. Two quarterfinals, three semifinals, and a final in their home country in 04.
For the last eight European Championships, they've got to at least a semi-final.
What about the concern, though, Pete, that they are so dependent on Cristiano Ronaldo? We've known this for a few years, of course.
Yeah, less so than they were. I mean, they are still reliant on him, but less so than they were. Like Tom says, they brought quite a few players. Willie, for example, has been in good form this season. And you look across that side, and yeah, there's still question marks at the back, the likes of having a 37-odd-year-old in Ricardo Carvalho back there. But unquestionably for me, I mean, I do quite like them to go quite far in this tournament.
Portugal.
I don't think they're amazing, but I think what they've got is the tournament quality to get through. And sometimes in tournaments like this, you don't have to be amazing. Yeah. You just have that tournament knowledge. 10-11 group winner is interesting. I know the 1-12 qualifier looks pretty brutal in terms of pricing, but that 10-11 group winner, I am more than happy with, because there's two teams here. Both have got quality, but ultimately for me, in Iceland and in Hungary, aren't going to qualify. So it comes down to, will it be Portugal, will it be Austria?
Yeah. I think the fixtures are quite interesting as well. With regard to Ronaldo, because there has been this little bit of doubt, but the order that Portugal play, and particularly Iceland, which will be their opening game and their toughest match in terms of breaking down what will be a very tough defensive unit.
Yeah.
If Portugal can do that, then I think they're playing against an Austria side next up that will feel probably they can match them, you know, for attack and defence, and probably be quite an open game. And then Hungary, people will expect to be the whipping boys of this group. So I think Portugal, I mean, there's no doubt, Ronaldo, I agree with Pete, they're not as reliant on him now, but it's no coincidence. The one game he missed in qualifying was the one game Portugal lost against Albania.
Portugal will start this group against Iceland. Second game, perhaps the most important one of the three, against nearest rivals in terms of the betting anyway, Austria. And then Hungary-Portugal is the final game, June 22nd. What about Austria's chances then, Pete? I mean, we know about Marko Arnautović, of course, into double figures for Stoke City this season. In a, you know, double figures for a team mid-table in the Premier League, entering into the final year of his contract. He all of a sudden is starting to think of, maybe I could do better elsewhere. Obviously, a key man for them, but you were also talking up another player as well just before we came on air.
Alaba, I think if you're looking at players potentially ahead of this tournament that could have massive impacts, and Austria are fancied by some to be dark horses to go a distance in this because of their qualifying record, which is what they're coming into, 9 consecutive wins. I do think recent friendly games have probably shown exactly where they're at. They've lost to Switzerland, they've lost to Turkey. It's about their level.
Didn't lose a game in qualifying.
No, they were sensational, winning most of the games. They've got great team spirit. They've got some players, particularly Arnautović, but David Alaba, for me, is probably one of the players I really like the look of, because he plays further forward than he does for Bayern Munich. He's probably a bit similar to sort of, you know, Paul Pogba's role for France. He can be that towering colossus in there. He's young, he scores goals, takes penalties. I particularly like him in the market to be Austria's top scorer at 11-2. I think he was only 3 goals behind Jako, their top scorer in qualifying, with 7.
Yeah.
But he got 4. and I think he's progressing brilliantly as a footballer. So I think Austria have some really good players. Sabitzer as well, who plays for Red Bull Leipzig.
Yeah, I was going to bring him up, yeah.
You know, pacey winger who's
Christian
Fuchs, talent.
Premier League title winner.
Yeah, so he's flying.
There is a lot of quality in there, and 15-8, you know, if you fancy that for group winner, all power to you. But there's just a couple of things about that side. I think there is still a few players in there. I don't count Alaba in there, but again, the likes of Arnautovic, Januzovic, who...
Are they going to turn
up? If the chips are down, you know, if they're 1-0 down in the game, I don't know what they have got to sort of bring themselves back into it. And also, I do think I'm a big believer in winning every game to get to a tournament isn't a good thing. I really don't think it is, because you don't get used to important games where you've lost and then you've got to come back from that loss. You know, momentum's great, but if they go out in their first game and they're held to, I don't know, a draw or whatever against the Hungarians, what's the response going to be? Because they're not used to not winning in major matches. I know they lost to the Netherlands in a friendly the other day and stuff, but you can write that off as a player. For me, I can't be having it. But in terms of goal scorers, completely agree, basically. I think the one that would interest me at the price would be Marcel Sabitzer at 12-1. I think 8 league goals this season. Yeah. Janka got 16 in the league for Basel after moving from Sydney. But Alaba's the best. Yeah. I mean, Sabitzer's worth a nibble, but Alaba, continuing to take set pieces, is absolutely the best.
Big question in this group, Nick, then, is really, if you don't fancy Austria, can Iceland overthrow them? Because I don't think there's many people putting forward a strong case for Hungary. I don't know.
You're right. If you're looking to oppose one of Portugal or Austria, where do we go here? Is it Hungary? Could it be Iceland?
Well, Iceland have been in awful form since qualifying. I think they've won sort of two of the last 8 games. They've won 2, they've drawn 2, they lost 7 of the last 11 matches. But people talk about this Iceland side. They've been on the cusp of something brilliant for quite a while now. Remember, they were only narrowly beaten by Croatia in a playoff for the last World Cup. They could have been there. But they're an incredibly defensive side, and it's completely different when you get to tournament football from navigating through that qualifying campaign and playing against a Dutch side who obviously have had their problems. They did brilliantly, but I just feel when it comes to tournament football and that bit of naivety, I think it's gonna sink in for them, because they're a team that will rely on the counter attack. They have, you know, they have 3 or 4 very good attacking players, but they will sit behind the ball and they will try and defend their way out of this group and try and nick possibly a couple of 1-0 victories.
Yeah, they didn't do it the easy way either to get here, beginning with a 3-0 hammering of Turkey before beating top seeds the Netherlands home and away, an eventual group winners Czech Republic on their way to finishing second. But Lars Lagerbäck, Hjimer Hallgrímsson, they've got them so well drilled, well marshalled. They don't give much away.
It's an inexperienced back line in the whole. So you've got Magnussen, Hermansen, Hauksen and Ingarsson, all of whom are under 24. Sigurdsson at 29 and Shavaiason at 31. Fair enough. But that back line worries me. And then you look at the front line. So you've had Kolbeinn Sigthorsson, who has for years had massive injury problems. I think he got 3 goals for Nantes this season, because yet again, he's had a real problem with injuries. Alfred Finnbogason as well, a very, very talented player, and a huge amount was expected of him. Got 7 goals in 14 for Augsburg in the second half of the season. The first half, he got just 1 for Olympiakos. So you've got a back line that I think there are questions over, and you've got a front line that I wouldn't be relying on in terms of goals. I've got to say, I don't see Iceland putting together that kind of charge.
A romantic notion for people.
I think it's a fairy tale story, isn't it? Yeah.
But one of the other problems that Iceland have had is for years they produced big 6'4", tough warrior-like defenders. A few of them played in the Premier League way back.
But that old strategy has changed.
They changed it in the last sort of 15 years. Now they've got a lot of ball playing. You know,
tricky
players.
Number tens.
Yeah, and Sigurdsson is a classic example of that. Yeah. I mean, he's the man. If you're looking at goal scorer, you know, bets with regard to Iceland, I mean, you know, set pieces and free kicks are going to be absolutely.
You know about Arne Gunnarsson as well at Cardiff, Tom as well.
Yeah, so you know there are good players there, but I'm with Pete. I can't see them overthrowing the nous that Austria will have. While I don't feel Austria are a brilliant team, and I think they are, that their level has probably been masked a little bit by that qualifying run, I can't see Iceland overthrowing them. When it comes to tournament football, you can't get through by just defending. You've got to attack.
And finally, Hungary then, fellas. I mean, they got through 3 managers in 1 qualifying campaign. I mean, that's not usually a good barometer, is it? But appearing at a major finals for the first time, would you believe it, since the 1986 World Cup. Is this where the charmed life comes to an end?
They needed a playoff against Norway to qualify, and they finished 3rd in a pretty weak group.
Yeah, they did.
They scored, 11 goals in 10 qualifying games. It's no surprise that they've picked 6 forwards in their squad for Euro 2016. but I don't think that's going to make a difference. I can't find anything in this team. They still have a good team spirit, and hungry teams always have done, but that quality is severely lacking. There aren't really any superstars.
It's an old squad as well, isn't it? I mean, Zoltan Gera, you know what, 37 years of age, Gabor Kurali, the goalkeeper. I mean, he's nearly as old as me, Pete. I mean, are we suggesting that Bernd Stokes men are going to be there making up the numbers?
I'm backing
off. Yeah.
They're incredibly well organised, right? But they are tough. First and foremost, Adam Szczesny has not scored in the Bundesliga this season. So 5-1 for him to be top Hungarian goal scorer is absolutely not for me. When you consider that, for example, Buda, I think, got 16 this season. Zudziak, you know, he's 8-1. Even Nikolic got plenty of goals this season as well. So there's a lot of players in that. But ultimately, I don't think they qualify. I would be very tempted by under 2.5 group goals at 8-13. And I think if I had to be pushed, Zudziak at 8-1 would maybe be my goal scorer.
4-6 to finish bottom of the group would be my play with them.
The best bet of the group for you?
Yeah, because I think Iceland can beat them.
Yeah.
And I think that's the game that will decide that they're bottom.
Odds against the dual forecast about Portugal-Austria, 21-20. So, you know, both of them to go through in either order. I think that's fair enough, Pete.
And I don't think this will be the group we get a third qualifier from, really. For me, I completely agree with that 21-20 in the dual forecast. It's going to be interesting.
Euro 2016 gets underway on June 10th. That was Group F.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.